Psalm 41 is the final psalm in Book 1 of the Psalms. It's a prayer of trust from someone who is ill. After speaking of the happiness experienced by those who care for the needy, the psalmist acknowledges that he has sinned, but also that he has cared for the weak. He calls upon God to forgive him and to care now for him in his sickness. His main concern seems to be that he doesn't want his enemies to see in his illness a vindication of their position. And in the psyche of the day, that would be easily done. His illness means God's punishing him, so he's not good. However, even his friends are hostile, possibly from fear of contagion. Does he have leprosy? Does he have some whatever? I don't know. They assume he's offended God, and they're afraid that his illness is putting them in danger too. So you're dealing with fairly simple psyche here. Now, the psalm begins, "Happy are those who care for the poor. Yahweh will rescue them in the day of trouble. Yahweh will protect them and preserve their life, and they'll be happy in the land. He will not give them up to the will of their enemies. Yahweh will sustain them on their sickbed. He will restore them from sickness to health. As for me," he goes on, verse 4, "I said, Yahweh, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you." That might take us to Sirach, chapter 38, verse 9, a similar, I think, prayer. "My child," says this wise author, "when you are ill, do not delay, pray to the Lord, and he will heal you. Give up your faults and direct your hands rightly and cleanse your heart from all sin." So the wisdom, this psalm fits in with that mentality, obviously. Verse 5 of Psalm 41, reading straight through to verse 9. "My enemies wish evil upon me. When will he die? When will his name perish? When they come to see me, they pretend to be friendly, but their hearts are planning mischief. When they leave, they spread mischief abroad. All who hate me gang up against me. They plot evil against me. This is what they're thinking and saying. He has contracted an incurable sickness. He's confined to bed and he'll never rise from it." And then a phrase which comes into the New Testament, in the Gospel of Mark and the Gospel of John, "Even my bosom friend in whom I trusted, who shared my bread, is the first to turn his back on me." That's my translation, and I think it's a good one. The idiom behind it is, "to show me his heel." And to show your heel is obviously... So I think our idiom is not so much, "who shared my bread, has lifted his heel against me," is the way it's put in many translations of the New Testament. So, okay, it's the same phrase, but I think I've got the essence of it. Even, and that's said of Jesus in regard to Judas in John 13:8 and Mark 14:8. So they must have, the early church must have found in this psalm a word to describe Jesus' suffering in regard to Judas. "Even my bosom friend in whom I trusted, even the one who shared my bread, is the first to turn his back on me. But you, Yahweh, be gracious to me. Raise me up, that I may give them what they deserve. By this I know that you're pleased with me. My enemy hasn't triumphed over me. You have restored my health, and you'll keep me in your presence forever." Wow, he's obviously very ambitious. And that's the end of the psalm. Verse 13, as I indicate here, is not belonging to the psalm, but typically of all the books, the five books of the Psalms, they end with a blessing. Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and Amen.